poor person who didn't have acceptance in the culture, who roamed the marketplace and picked up scraps of garbage, a kind of parasite who lived at the lowest level off his very base wits. That's Paul. He's a lowlife. He's a seed picker. Their derision implied that Paul's message had nothing but bits and scraps of throwaway religion, not worthy of consideration, picked up in the gutter of anti-intellectualism and proclaimed by an ignoble nobody. He is an uneducated babbler, trying to act as if he has some kind of profound insight when his ideas are just the lowest of the low. That's a typical reaction, by the way, to the preachers of the gospel by philosophers, not only in Paul's case, but throughout history. Even today, check the philosophy department of any university you want in the country, and you will get the same kind of attitude toward biblical preachers. Well, some thought a little better of Paul, according to verse 18. Another said he seems to be a proclaimer of strange deities. They weren't attacking the lack of systematic rational thinking in his philosophy, but rather they said he's talking about deities we have never heard of. That's not necessarily bad, since they were happy to embrace any deity that hadn't come along yet, evidenced by the fact that they put up a sign or a statue to an unknown God. But what it does tell us is they'd never heard of the true God. They had never heard of the one true God, the only true God, and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What was the nature of this strange God about which this man spoke? Well, he was preaching Jesus as that God and the resurrection. This is a very hard sell, and I think you would be very aware of that, right? He's preaching Jesus, which means he has to define who Jesus is. Jesus is a Jew who was crucified by the Romans. Now, the Romans know, and the Athenians know as well, because they're part of the ancient world, very familiar with Roman things, they would know that anybody who was crucified would be considered the lowest of the low. Only the most ignoble, base people were crucified by the Romans, and a Roman citizen could never be crucified. It was too ignominious a death unless he was guilty of sedition against the emperor himself. So to say that a man, a Jewish man, was crucified by the Romans,